pretending to be just who you are, and that's a fact. Say yeah, just be a real king.
This is Leah McFly, Montreal's dancer. You're tuning in with The Morning Detour with Weezy and Soul K. Okay, KK.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Just a reminder, all white people ain't the devil. All black people ain't your friends. All women ain't for the movement. And people of color is a qualifier, not a unifier. So, just, you know, keep your eye open and your head on swivel.
Weezy out of here.
I don't need friends. They don't wanna see someone like me doing better than them. Still can't believe it, I really got rich. Tell a b***er, a hater, to suck on my get focused on hate I receive. I could achieve more than they could dream. I know they ain't tough enough to be me. Making money like magic, got tricks on my sleeve. Too many vibes are by sand to the beach. Test drive them all, but I don't wanna keep. Pop me an X cause I gotta get geek. Talking about sleep, I get 2 days a week. They say they dripping, I'm kissing my teeth. They burning it out, ain't no chrome left for me. When I was broke, I was feeling uneasy. Now I get paid and I'm feeling relieved. Call up a thotty, I hit when I please. Whatever it take, might just pay it or leave. My Latino, my chopper is Russian. Weezy on beats, that's expensive percussion. Can't get no axe, so we sipping on red. Can't talk to my bro, cause he's still in the feds. Can't get these demons up out of my head. Can't slide on the house, cause they already did. What I can do, I can go get some money. Whole pool heated up, and it cost 100,000 cause I left this shit running. I could turn nothing to something. Book me a show and I fly out the country. I eat a Nobu when I get the munchies. Driving in buckets, he's had to serve buckets. I put the top down and I let it friends. They don't wanna see someone like me doing better than them. Still can't believe it, I really got rich. Tell a b***er, a hater to suck on my get focused on hate I receive. I could achieve more than they could dream. I know they ain't tough enough to be me. Making money like magic, got tricks on my sleeve. Too many vibes, I brought sand to the beach. Test drive them all, but I don't wanna keep. Pop me an X cause I gotta get geek. Talking about sleep, I get 2 days a week. They say they dripping, I'm kissing my teeth. They burning it out, ain't no chrome left for me. When I was broke, I was feeling uneasy. Now I get paid and I'm feeling relieved.
I gave a round of applause to myself. I put the baddest little on the shelf. I went 21 wagon and said it on else. I don't got the bread before itself. I got scratch in my hood, run the game on the rip. I keep the fire, I'm under my belt, and I run with some real ones who bang to the left. Marching man, baby, I know how to step. I can't speak on the business, it's quiet as kill. Look like a diva, I know how to treat her. I know how to keep her, she fine as hell. I spent a quarter million on a rich millie. I keep quiet, I'm never gonna tell. I put my life savings in a brown box. I was getting that shit in the mail. I keep a meal cash for the bench, lawyer ain't worry about going to jail. I just spent 80K on some hurt mess bags, 50K more on Chanel. I got the ball now, ain't gon' ball hog. I'ma pass it to bro for the layup. I just went Prada t-shirt with a Prada jacket. You can tell I'm a
friends. They don't wanna see someone like me doing better than them. Still can't believe it, I really got rich. Tell a b***er, a hater to suck on my get focused on hate I receive. I could achieve more than they could dream. I know they ain't tough enough to be me. Making money like magic, got tricks on my sleeve. Too many vibes, I brought sand to the beach. Test drive them all, but I don't wanna keep. Pop me an X cause I gotta get geek. Talking about sleep, I get 2 days a week. They say they dripping, I'm kissing my teeth. They burning it out, ain't no chrome left for me. When I was broke, I was feeling uneasy. Now I get paid and I'm feeling relieved.
Weezy out of here.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 baby. It's another Friday. I got a new attitude. Oh, my face is brand new. We open up the show with it. I'm not even going to wait. Oh, man. I shed my skin like a snake, Kate. Oh, man. I've been touching myself, boy. I went to Synergy Medi Spa. I got the face peel. If you haven't seen the videos up there on the Detour, The Morning Detour on YouTube. Sorry for that. But, man, I feel good. Oh, Montreal. Another Friday, another Friday. I'm your host, Weezy Moon Chaser, the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm alongside Epic and Uber broadcaster. She's also part of the French Legion. We got the beautiful Soul K here this morning. How you doing, Queen?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Montreal. I'm here. It's good. I know it's getting cold, but you know what? We're trying to stay positive.
Yo.
And I see Weezy glowing, you know? Weezy's skin is just like, you know, smooth.
Let me walk you through it. I think it was last Thursday. I went to Synergy Medi Spa. I got the face peel. Okay, I felt like it was a million different Pac-Mans eating at the old dead skin. She totally revitalized me. You know, before I met you about 3-4 years ago, I thought I was pretty, but man, it's a whole different ballgame now. The DMs are looking different though, but I ain't trying to get in trouble, okay? But man,
yeah,
I like, you know, I have to shout out Bio4, man. What an elite skincare company, man. The products are beautiful. I'm just waiting for you to come get your face peel, okay? When's that happening?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm gonna book my appointment and get this done because you know I see your skin and I'm like,
hey,
you know,
hey.
I'm like,
some say I'm going through the Charlamagne the God treatment. So you know what's next? We are elite broadcasters. We're about to be syndicated at some point here, hopefully. So things are gonna happen for us. But Montreal, boy, what a week has it been? You know, Prime Minister Legault was saying by 2021 things might return to normal. There's the talks of a vaccination that's been working. One company has it at 90%, another company has it at 95%, so you know we got to talk about it. Last week, I don't know where you guys were. Apparently, there was like a hostage thing going on at Ubisoft, only for it to not be true. Now, Kate, I just want to know, what's up with this PS5? Does the PS5 have sex with you? Does the PS5 cook you a grilled cheese at the end of your long day? Would the PS5 roll you up a nice spliff? I don't know, Kate. People are going crazy over this PlayStation 5. You're a gamer, Kate. What's going on with this PS5? Let's open up there.
Listen to me. Okay, so the PS5. Well, first of all, before talking about the PS5, let me just say that whoever did that prank at Ubisoft, that was not funny.
Yeah.
I actually was worried because I have a friend that works there, so I was just like, you know. So let's not play these games because these are not games we should be playing.
Facts.
Just putting it out there. But like regarding the PS5, I mean, social media has been going crazy over the PS5. Like I've received some messages. This guy I know messaged me and he was just like, so are you buying me the PS5? And I was just like, sir, are you buying me this other thing I need that is like $800? Like are we? No, because is this an exchange of services? You know what I mean? But people are going crazy. They just want what's new. They want a brand new PlayStation. I feel like it's also been a while since Sony had released an actual, you know, console. So I'm pretty excited to see what it does. I don't want it, but if somebody I know has it, I want to come play with you. That's what I'm saying.
I just want to be honest with the city of Montreal. I am jealous of everybody that has time to play the PS5. Because I want to sit down and have my little mic and Call of Duty this, Call of Duty that. I just don't have time, but I'm very jealous if everybody has time to enjoy the new PS5. Also, December 1st is the deadline to change your tires to winter tires because you know it's coming. Boy, K, it's minus one on a Wednesday. Oh, boy.
In November. November.
So how was your week, man? You had a good weekend?
Listen, had a good week. Things are, it's cold, but because I'm home most of the time, I feel it, but I don't really feel it. You know what I mean? I only feel it when I have to go do groceries and it's like, oh my God, it's actually getting cold out there, which is good. Think about the savings that people are going to do this year because they probably won't have to buy as, maybe for the kids, but if you work from home, then you probably don't need a new pair of winter boots.
Well, listen, I said it last week. FedEx, all the delivery couriers are going to be held back.
Oh.
Like, you order off Amazon, you ain't getting that joint till like end of February right now. I'm going to start making crafts, okay? All my gifts for my partner are going to be crafts that I make at home. So I'm going to take like scotch tape.
Wait, did you order yet?
I didn't order nothing.
Did you order yet? Because this is me. Yesterday, I texted my friend. I was just like, I need to start looking at gifts for my parents now because I know it won't be delivered if I look after.
You need to look for gifts that you can make. You know what? We're gonna find a guest that can teach us how to do things ourselves and make our own gifts. You know,
What are you trying to make?
I don't know. Like a mug, a bird feeder. I don't know.
A bird feeder. Wait, you don't give a bird feeder?
Yo, that's wild. If you give your partner a bird feeder or like a poorly crafted card, oh my God. Oh my God, I pray for you.
Oh my God. Come on, a bird feeder.
But we're still working on our Morning Detour Christmas wish list, Montreal. So stay locked with that. So that's happening. We also have a great giveaway going on for Woke Conscious. We're giving away some things. So I will direct you guys to our IG, Detour514, to please enter that contest. Because Woke Conscious, those bat bombs are saving lives. I got to get you some, Kate, so you can sample some of the greatness as well. So that's happening. Boy, we have a big show this week, boy. We have a great guest. We have senior brand strategist Veronica Pillai. She has a great website that just started. It's called gotthejob.ca. It's to help people create their CVs or refurbish your already existing CVs. And she also has added resources to help you in the interview section and also making sure your CV is present on the right platforms. This is a great interview we have with her later on in the show. And of course, hold on, Kate. We jumping around. Lola gonna kill us if we don't do this in the top of the intro. You guys know the nonprofit Crown Project. You know, every year we do an annual winter drive. So this year we're doing the fill a bag. So we're collecting items to donate to students in Montreal, because God knows they need some help as well, especially with the school shutting down. We'll talk about that in the news section. So you can visit our wish list. The link's up there on the Crown Project, at the Crown Project on IG. We'll also put the links up there on the Detour 514. So we're trying to fill up the bag for students in Montreal. So the supply list, a couple things on the supply list, like hand sanitizers, masks, gloves, mittens, because boy, it's getting cold. My fingers are already cold already, Kate, doing the show with you. Looking for hats, neck warmers, socks, deodorant, lip balm, water bottle, and feminine hygiene products. So we're trying to fill up a bag. It's our annual winter drive, brought to you by the Crown Project, in partnership with DG Kicks. So shout out to Shondell down there at DG Kicks. So, you know what I mean? Trying to collect some items to donate to some of these students in Montreal, man. Hurting, boy. So that's going on, and that's going on from November 16th to December 13th. So we'll be talking about it much more in depth in the community update. But, you know, this was happening, Kate. Oh, boy. So we have that. We have new music. Davido has a new album that came out. 2 Chainz has a new album that came out. Nav as well. So I'm going to feature a few songs from there. Last week, we went really Afro beats. This week, I'm going to go back to my hip-hop. I know y'all love the music. Kay, I think I'm going to make my DJ name Moon One. That's going to be my DJ name.
somebody please send us DMs and tell Weezy he doesn't need another name.
Yeah.
Somebody tell him he doesn't need another name.
When I host, I'm Weezy Moon Chase, and when I DJ, I'm Moon One.
So that's why Moon One? Why the one? Like, what's going on?
I think Moon One was my Snapchat name, or still is my existing Snapchat name, so that's where we are with it, so... a lot of madness. Montreal, my city. We're gonna play some music. Keep it locked. The mighty CKT 90.3 FM, and this is the Morning Detour.
Okay. Alright.
A nigga never learn to say. I be ballin' anyway. God don't make no mistakes. God don't make no mistakes.
Good Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I be ballin' anyway.
Yeah, switch.
God don't make no mistakes. This life is give and take.
Needed something wavy to get my point across. I work for myself, so I guess I work for a boss. Look up at the scoreboard to tell you who took the loss. Aim it at your Adam's apple, turn it to applesauce.
Yeah, casting turn, Peter Street in the motocross. Last one with Def Jam, but I'm still going off. And it ain't about my masters, I've been owning mine. Had a wife from mad at me, cause I know Farrakhan. And you know this is a hit, Barry Bonds. And my shorty gonna ride me like a Peloton.
Right.
Sophomore year, I sold more crack than a windshield. Shit. Dunk contest, jump over a lamb and did a windmill.
Jump.
They asked me how I feel, I told them never better. Smoking on op, I roll more L's than Pelly. I stay fly, yes I'm fly, land on Mike Pence. I do some stupid shit, don't let them dog me like Mike
Feet. A nigga never learn to say. I be ballin' anyway. God don't make no mistakes.
Respect me.
This life is give and take.
Don't let them make you feel a way. Could've freed more if they only knew that they were slaves. Man, we gotta get away. Man, your boy done caught away. You should hear the way I say. Talk to them people. Man, y'all don't even know the language. Man, I ain't finna do no lame shit. This a yacht and that's a long way from a slave ship. How they control our mind? How they control us though?
What?
How they get us so emotional?
You think you Nat Turner? What you want the folks to know?
When Larry Jackson called, they let Frank Ocean go.
Middle name Mandela.
Me and mama sold dope together.
I can hear Helen Keller.
Since 15, now I've been a felon. I feel like I can both spread the message. Exhale, acapella.
I still throw my diamond up.
Oh, you still reppin'
Rockefeller. Me and Dame in the studio, diamond
up.
Me and Biggs in the studio, kind is up.
Woo.
And I bet they feel away. 13,000 acres, I don't know where to stay.
I be ballin' anyway.
Ball anyway.
God don't make no mistakes.
Respect me.
God don't make no mistakes. I never learn to say. I be This life is given to
MWA music.
My face is brand new. Lorena has now joined us, our community update correspondent. Montreal, my city, a lot of things have been going on the last 7 days. Let's start off with fake hostage going down at Ubisoft. So no threat was detected after calls trigger major police operation at Montreal building housing Ubisoft. Now, I'll first like to say, guys, weren't you guys a little bit surprised at the response? And the magnitude of all the police that came out. I even know we had a Montreal SWAT. When the SWAT of Montreal, but like think about it, right? When the SWAT of Montreal get to really pull out all the guns? I'll wait.
There's a whole bunch of black people together. When you see them running, banging on their whatever it's called, that's when you see them.
Facts.
They were active during the protest, but nobody wanted to protest in the cold. You see how that conversation got real quiet, huh? I haven't heard a police protest in a while, but I'll move on. So police confirmed Friday evening that a major operation that was launched in Montreal Myland neighborhood is over. So, somebody called in saying that there's a hostage situation going on at Ubisoft. While police did not refer to the situation as a hoax, which I don't know why, if they lied and it wasn't a hostage situation, how is it not a hoax? But, they like to play with semantics in Montreal, but that's how we get down, apparently. So the police said there was no threat was detected. Police, however, said an investigation is being launched to look into the call responsible for the massive police deployment. There needs to be an investigation to find out who called? Doesn't 911 track the calls? Can't you figure out what desk or what number did the call? I don't know. I watch CSI. I don't know, man. You guys tell me how you guys want to do. Did you guys all hear about this hostage thing at Ubisoft, Kate, Lolo?
Yeah, that was crazy. Like, everybody was talking about it on Twitter. Even people that were not from Montreal were actually tweeting about it, tweeting Ubisoft, and were like, like what's going on at your headquarters, like what's happening. It was just crazy.
I thought it had
it was a big thing.
Yo, I just thought it had something to do with the PS5 because we were talking amongst ourselves in a free agents group, and someone just put a hostage. We don't get hostage situations in Montreal, but leave it to Ubisoft. So let's get into some COVID news now. There's been a lot of shaking and developments. I want to know if these ladies are going to be getting this new vaccine. Larina's already telling me, no, it's not holistic. Raising eyebrows already in the video. I see where this is going. So the creator of Pfizer and BioNTech vaccine says life could return to normal by next winter. So we all know if this is true, that means 2021 December, 2022 January, February, everybody's going to be going on vacation, right? Like everyone's going to be like, okay, the world's back to normal. We're all going to go on vacation. So he's saying that this winter will be hard, so we will not have a big impact on the infection numbers with our vaccine in this winter, BioNTech's Uğur Şahin told the BBC. So Şahin said it was absolutely essential to complete the immunization before next fall. So they said they have this new vaccine now. The new vaccine is shown to be more than 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 infections among those without evidence or prior infection. Now, my first question to you guys, what happened to the people that did have a prior infection? Like everybody's excited about this thing, and I'm just like, well, hold on. Let's read the fine print here a little bit, guys. What about the people that did contract COVID and, you know, they no longer have it? Would this vaccine still be as effective for them? And I also want to ask you, Kay and Lolo, how do you guys feel about 90%? Are you guys good with 90%? No, you know, we're not worried about the other 10. Are we trying to get to 100 or 90? It's just satisfactory. How do you guys feel about it?
I will say I will wait till we actually, well, when they say 90% effective, that means, I'm guessing that it means that they still need to go to like through a little bit more process before they can actually manufacture it and deliver it to the masses, which I hope they'll figure out the last 10% within that last few months that we still have. I know a lot of people are really like iffy about the vaccine, and I understand why.
Lolo, you getting the vaccine, you feel good with 90%?
Nope, not at all.
Well, okay. So if I tell you guys they tested this new vaccine on about 43,000 people, does that make you guys feel a little bit warmer in the belly? So they're saying the vaccine efficacy was significantly higher than what scientists had been expecting, prompting Pfizer chairman and CEO Dr. Albert Bourla to declare the deployment a great day for science and humanity. So 90% now is the bar now for a great day in science and humanity. But you know what? Let's be positive. Lelina tells me, you know what? You got to be an optimist. We have a semblance of a vaccine. There's a semblance of a vaccine here. Okay. So let's couple that with what's going on in Quebec. So Quebec reports 1,179 new coronavirus cases and 35 more deaths amidst the second wave. So health authorities say 8 of those fatalities occurred in the last 48 hours, while all the other deaths have been retroactively added to the death toll. Now see how they be playing with numbers? They be, you know, picking and choosing what numbers they add to these things. I don't know. How do you guys feel about all these COVID numbers coming out every 2 days? Do you guys think these are valid numbers, or do you guys think these are trumped up numbers?
I think the thing is they have the count of people that are infected with COVID, but then there's also the count of people that are actively in ICU units. Mm-hmm. I think this is fluctuating based on, you know, who gets it to a level, who gets infected to a level where they actually need to get into the hospital. Because there's a lot of people that just go get tested. They have COVID. Maybe they lose their smell or their taste, and then that's it. They don't have nothing more. So I think that's why it's kind of complicated to keep track of it.
Yeah, I think it's hard to keep track of the numbers. I try not to look at it every day because I just feel like it's a lot. But I don't know if there's like a good way to really track everything that's happening with COVID.
Right. Okay. CBC had a very interesting article about a day or two ago. It said, Canada's coronavirus vaccine rollout. Who will get it first? Oh, boy. And here we go, people. Who should get the vaccine first? On Monday, U.S. drug maker Moderna announced that its vaccine has been proven to be 94.5% effective in protecting people from the COVID-19 disease, according to an interim analysis. So Canada has already secured up to 358 million doses. Already? It's not even at 100. Okay. Let's use taxpayer dollars. 358 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines from a wide range of different manufacturers. But how will the vaccines be distributed? Who do you guys feel should get the vaccines first?
Shouldn't it be like how they do the flu vaccine? They do the elderly first, people that are that have predisposed stuff like asthma and stuff like that. They have priority, so maybe they should keep it the same way. I don't know.
Lorena, you might work for Health Canada, Lorena, because the general consensus among health experts and government agencies is that the elderly and those with underlying health conditions who are at a greater risk of severe illness and death from COVID-19 should get immunized first. It's okay.
Yeah.
So Lorena works for Health Canada. That's good to know. We might get some early vaccines, Kate. I just want to know, I'm hearing about these vaccines, and I'm trying to be optimist. I'm looking to myself like, okay, we're moving in the right direction, so I shouldn't make some jokes about it. I just want to know, I know a lot of us conspiracy theorists are like, what's in the vaccine? And then I ask myself a deeper question, how can I validate what they tell me is in the vaccine is really in the vaccine? I am not an immunologist. Whose word can we really trust? Do you guys trust Health Canada? Do you trust Legault? Do you trust LaPlante? Montreal, my city, whose word do you guys trust when it comes to your health? This vaccine is in production. It's going to be right range. And what I fear, Kay and Lolo, is that we're going to get to a position where this vaccine is out in the market and certain jobs, certain establishments, certain countries won't allow you in until you get this said vaccine. Now, I just want to know. What tracking system are they putting in the vaccine? What things are they putting in the vaccine to boost my immune? I don't know who to trust, guys, but this vaccine is here now. We've bought 358 million doses of this. So, you know what I mean? Like, let's not make the same mistakes like we did with the weed and let the whole thing rot. We're going to have to use these vaccines. Who do you guys trust when it comes to vaccination? I'll start with you, Kay.
My thing is, when it comes to... I think the reason why, what I'm afraid of when it comes to this vaccine is there's so many people that are afraid to take it because it's so new. Mm-hmm. There's no actual studies that last more than, we haven't been a year into COVID. Well, at least here in North America. COVID started October in Asia, but not in North America. So it's like, we don't have the time frame for us to study what the vaccine is actually going to do on the human body for a said period of time. So a lot of people are saying, I don't want to take the vaccine because there's no actual proof of what it can do to my body a year from now, 5 years from now. But now the thing is, if people don't get if not enough people get the vaccine, then the herd immunology won't work. So that means if not enough of the population gets it, that could actually cause issues to the rest of the population that got it and pretty much cancel out the effect of the vaccine. If I'm correct on the herd things. We probably need to get a health professional to come in.
Well, Lorena's right here. You're looking good with your morning detour hoodie. Everybody's wearing morning detour. That's what's up.
I think we should get a health specialist to come and explain that to the people, because I think a lot of people are really confused about that, and that's why they are iffy about it.
Don't you guys feel like we should have learned a little bit more about like blood cells and the immune system a little bit more in school? Like, I know Miss Frizzle did a good job on the magic school bus. I keep thinking about the time she went into Ralphie's body, or I'm definitely sure I'm messing up that name, but we all know what I'm talking about. Like, Miss Frizzle showed us some stuff. I was like, okay, this is dope. And we had that movie Osmosis. But don't you guys feel somewhat we should have learned a little bit more about our immune and how our body works and how viruses work with our body in schools a little bit? Because I feel a little bit uncomfortable with my lack of understanding of what's happening around us. But, you know, it might just be me. But, you know, our Prime Minister, François Legault, he has some ideas. So Quebec Premier malls the temporary closing of schools this winter to reduce the spread of COVID-19. So Legault said earlier this week, there's no decision has been made as hundreds of classes and have sent home students in the last 48 hours. So all these schools are sending home kids and he's still like, well, I don't know if I want to close it. I'm just like, why are we dragging our foot with this? Like, let's all just teach these kids online. Everybody get a good Zoom camera. Let's get this thing popping. So Quebec Premier François Legault says schools might have to close this winter. An emphasis on the might, extending the holiday break in an effort to curb the spread of COVID-19. So schools and workplaces have the highest rates of transmission, Legault said during last week Thursday's news briefing. The Premier said 1,174 classes are currently shut down due to positive cases, 324 of those in the last 2 days alone. So is it fair to say there's like an outbreak going on right now, guys? In schools, and I just don't see no logical solution besides homeschooling. But I just don't like the idea. Well, we have no choice, but I feel children are not going to get the information the same way when you watch your teacher through a screen opposed to being in class. So I feel really bad for all the generation of kids that are in school facing this pandemic, because there's a hole in the transference of knowledge here a little bit. Nothing to take away from having a teacher readily in front of you that can answer your questions right away, opposed to being on the screen with like 30 to 40 other students and you got to like wait in queue, I guess. I don't even know how it works. But the premier did have a positive message for Quebecers on Tuesday, delivering the news that COVID-19 cases in the province have stabilized and have not seen exponential growth. Ontario is number one in the country now, so Toronto might shut down. So for once in a long period, Quebec is not, you know, the bad guy with all these mountain cases. How do you guys feel about schools closing for the winter? Lorena, I'll throw it to you. You think it should happen, or do you think we should just try to, like, work around it? I don't even know what that is.
I think it should have happened from before. And I feel like they had enough time to really sit down and figure out a way to help the kids out, because they've seen that online, especially for elementary school kids, it's really hard for them to pay attention and for them to engage. But I think they need to find a better solution, because it's really hard on the parents as well.
Okay, what's going to happen to all the parents now, you know, if they do the extended winter vacation, you know, so what? Parents that have jobs that have returned to their jobs, so what are they supposed to do with their kids now?
So I know that some companies have put in place programs for their employees that they created, like, little programs for their kids that they can put the kids in front of. This usually is educational programs. It's usually for younger children, elementary school age children, so that the parents can put them in front of these programs while they are able to work and the kids are occupied. But it's very true that there's a point in time where we're going to need to find solutions to keep kids and even teenagers occupied. Because, I mean, the PS5 is out now, so I guess, you know.
You there on the Zoom with the teacher, but she can't see the remote. You there in a campaign with, like, eight of your friends that are all in the class, too. But hold on. The premier did go on to say that after talking to experts, Quebecers could return to an almost normal life by the summer of 2021 after a COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for public use. So, I guess that's a silver lining. I'll keep the city updated as we move along. I guess another silver lining in our city, Montreal is offering free street parking downtown every day for the rest of 2020. Now, guys, I hate to take issue with the mayor all the time. But I just don't, I get the sentiment, you know what I mean? I get the sentiment. But if we're in, like, a quasi-lockdown, if we're trying to stop people, like Plan is sending mixed messages. They want us to stay at home, but at the same time, she wants to revitalize the businesses downtown. You can't serve two masters. Like, how are we going to do this? So Christmas has come early for Montreal shoppers. Okay, of course. if you say so, MTL block. So the city is offering free downtown parking as part of a series of initiatives designed to encourage Montrealers to visit and support local businesses amid the coronavirus pandemic. So, I love her Valerie Plante tweets. So Valerie Plante tweets this. She goes, the goal is to offer a coup de pouce. For those from my Anglophone listeners, that's a positive nudge in the right direction, I guess. Coup de pouce to merchants who have been bleeding cash because of COVID-19. Well, why don't you guys just give them rent relief for their establishments downtown? But that's neither here or there. Montreal Value Pair suggested in a tweet on Tuesday. She goes, I am pleased to announce that we'll be extending free on-street parking downtown on weekdays evenings after 6 p.m. until December 31st. Okay, well, you can give us the whole day. You know what I mean? Value Pond moving like the old cell phone packages, right? Where you can call all the time after 6. Nah, yo, the jokes are endless over here. I can't wait for Value Pond to come on this show. So, guys, how do you guys feel about this free parking? She better not put up a Christmas tree downtown. I'm going to tell you right now. If Value Pond put one Christmas tree downtown, people is dying. If Valerie Plante put one Christmas tree downtown, she won't put it near your house, Kay, I promise you.
All I'm going to say is I live downtown. Parking is one of the main, it was one of the main issues when people used to come see me. But now, I mean, it's quarantine, so it's not that many. My thing is, one thing I noticed is that, for example, a lot of people that live downtown, or at least in my area, are people that live here, so they already have the little sticker, so it doesn't change anything. And I feel like people are not moving that much out of their houses, and I'm not sure people that have cars want to go downtown because of all the bike lanes. Anyways. And all the construction, because there's construction everywhere. So I see. I like the gesture. It's a nice gesture, but is that going to actually help the businesses? I'm not sure.
Larina, foot traffic, free parking after six, free on weekends. Would that increase foot traffic for your store downtown?
I don't think so. Like, they're telling us, like you said, they're telling us to stay home, except if we want to go shopping, I guess. And I don't know. I don't feel like it was the best move right now, but it's all about money for them, right? So they're trying to boost the economy. So I don't know. We'll see.
Listen, did you guys ever think in your wildest dreams that going to the grocery store will feel like going to Blockbuster back in the 2000s? Did it ever feel like the grocery store is the spot? Everybody at the grocery store. Yo, it's a meeting of minds at the grocery store. And someone needs to tell me why Maxi doesn't have any more water. Why is everybody taking all the bottled water from Maxi?
What?
There's no bottled water at Maxi for some reason. I don't know what's going on. I'd just like to end off with some good positive news for the Black community. Victor Glover will become the first Black astronaut to live on the International Space Station. So Victor Glover is paving the way for the likes of myself and RG when we build our intertransient space station from Earth to Mars, or the little rest stop, the little space en route. So Victor Glover will become the first Black astronaut to live on the International Space Station, and that's a friggin' good look. So four astronauts are now en route to the International Space Station, including NASA's first Black crew member. The SpaceX crew Dragon capsule. Oh, I like the names of this already. See, we're getting more futuristic. SpaceX crew Dragon capsule named Resilience. How much names does this NASA campaign have? It launched from Florida early yesterday morning, November 16, carrying three Americans, Michael Hopkins, Victor Glover, and Shannon Walker. And Soshi Noguchi, don't kill me. Don't kill me, my our Japanese listeners, from JAXA, the Japanese Space Agency. Oh, no, Japanese got a dope name. JAXA? I want a spacesuit with JAXA. So Glover, who joined NASA in 2013, will be the first Black astronaut to join the extended crew aboard the ISS following their 27-hour journey across space. Man, that must be so beautiful for all these flat earthers to, you know, we should send all the flat earthers into this orbiting trip. After 27 hours in space, you come back and tell me the Earth is flat, but that's neither here nor there. So I it's very important to know, because it's a very big accomplishment for the Black community, Victor Glover. Across the space agency's history, only 14 Black Americans have been sent to space from a total of more than 300 astronauts. 14 out of 300. I don't know how y'all feel about that. I'm not that good at math. But 14 out of 300 is better than 0 out of 300. While he's not the first Black astronaut to board the space station, others before him only docked for a brief time, whereas Glover will stay for around 6 months. What is a brother gonna do in space for 6 months? He probably gonna play that new Future and Lil Uzi album up there. That's what he should do. Imagine if he has BET Awards streaming while he's on the International Space Station. That'd be so hood, right? You guys are horrible people, man. Much of my city. That's been your local and international news. I've been your host, Weezy Moonchase. It's the Morning Detour. We still got some hot blazing music. K segment coming up next. We have Lola with a community update coming a little later. And keep a lock. We have brand strategist Veronica Pillai. She has a great new website called gotthejob.ca for people that's trying to refurbish their CV or get their CV done. People looking for more skills in interviews and how to get employers to come to you, just like how LeBron does in LA. It's the Morning Detour. Let's keep it going.
Picture selfies, outfits ready. We packed all night, road trip. Precious candies, rolling gummies, hard to memories. Bad trip. Ooh la 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 la, bum bum be late. Wanna know how you doing today? Ooh la 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 la, bum bum be late. Wanna welcome you to my home. Ooh la 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 la, bum bum be late. Wanna know how you doing today? Ooh la 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 la, bum bum be late. Wanna welcome you to my. We're on a high road of joy, acting like we were boys, checking out all the walls. She la la la, bum bum be late. so fancy, yeah. Hey, rainbow blazing, the sky so bright, balling just like Mike Jesse, yeah. Hey, hey, ooh la 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 la, bum bum delay, wanna know. Capture moments, moments of a lesson till we feel so indifferent, like pictures until we die. We just capture the moment like pretty butterflies until we feel so indifferent. Pictures do what the
turns how you want, yeah, yeah. Come try to take my place. Only you will make me change my ways. Only you will make me change my ways. Only you, oh, what I want, I'm any, many man. I become try to take my place. Only you will make me change my ways. Only you will make me change my ways.
only you. To back up, not to carry go. Forget you fine, no. My girl, you fine, now nah, put it inside. Shopping spree every day. I'm on every day. I'm on every day. I'm on every day. Say you want test, man. I'm on a die, yo. You want test this? I go be your guy, yo. Shopping spree every day. I'm on every day. I'm on every day. That's on everything. Keep bending it up with the vibe, yeah. Fuck me like a sweater, be the wife. Articulate and said she's trying to ride. I told her, make a bitch, she gon' be mine, yeah. Bring me your love and you better not die. Everything I'm on, shawty say she on. She put that shit on, panties in a bunch. Don Corleone, yellow diamonds like the sun. I call her what she need. Tatted on you, not size of your ring. Only once, let it fall on your spleen. Heard you was alone, I'm about to slide. Don't back up, not to carry go. Forget you fine, no. My girl, you fine, now put it inside. Shopping spree every day. I'm on a heavy day. I'm on a heavy day. I'm on a heavy day. Say you want this, man. I'm on a diet. You want this, I gon' be your guy, yo. Shopping spree every day. I'm on a heavy day. I'm on a heavy day. That's on everything.
I don't know how hard that I be dancing. Baby, you keeping up with the swing. You fuck with niggas that's gonna leave you. Don't lay that bed down, we can leave now. Thought you won't find a nigga that's real. You start to like it, it's how you feel. If you get excited, that's what it is. And you fall in love, your draws, I'm soaking up.
Bite down.
I just wanna taste you.
Lights
it's
off.
A party.
On your body
right now. I ain't got you play. Put it in my basil.
Only you, gon' make me change my way. Only you, gon' make me change my way.
Only you,
oh, how many days my I become one that my breath. Only you, gon' make me change my way. Only you, gon' make me change my way. Only you,
any my. The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, 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 Montreal. Welcome back to the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chaser, Soul K, Lolo. It's another Friday. The weather's a little bit better today than it was earlier this week, K. I just want to remind people, it's the annual winter drive. Fill a bag. We're collecting items to donate to students in Montreal. So you go get more information at The Crown Project on IG. You know, people, we're looking to fill up a bag supply list. Looking for such things as hand sanitizers, masks, gloves, hat, neck warmers, socks, deodorant, lip balm, water bottle, feminine hygiene products. You know, if those want to donate money, you can send a private DM to The Crown Project. But, you know, we're just trying to help the students in Montreal. We try to do our part. Every year we do different initiatives with The Crown Project for the annual winter drive. And this year we're trying to do the fill a bag. And it's in collaboration with DG Kicks, always a great supporter of all of our initiatives. So it's a beautiful thing going on. Now, okay, what is going on in these streets? In this street, what's popping?
All right, so K here for the culture news, industry news. You already know what it is. Montreal, there's a few things that are happening. One thing that I definitely wanted to mention was the BET Smoke documentary. So it's the new documentary by BET that actually premiered this week. So it's a documentary about marijuana and Black America. So it's executive produced and narrated by Nas. So you know it's already, you already know it's already right. Good.
It's sounding like Belly all over again, Kay.
You know, so it actually premiered on Wednesday, November 18th on BET. Pretty much it was a 2-hour special that was talking about marijuana's cultural, social, economic and legal impact on American society and particularly on the Black community in the United States. So they had a bunch of testimonies from Kamala Harris. They had Senator Cory Booker. They had people that actually make that are a part of decision making when it comes to, you know, the laws surrounding cannabis. They also had Ty Dolla $ign and other people from, you know, the entertainment world in Black America, pretty much. So what they wanted to show in that documentary was to show how marijuana started from a recreational use that was actually highly criminalized in the United States, that actually led with the war on drugs, that led a lot of Black people, a lot of Black men to be incarcerated in the United States, and how now it is actually an industry that is legal and that is highly, highly profitable. But when you look at it, Black people own only 4.3% of dispensaries in the United States. Mm-hmm. So when you see the disproportion between Black men being incarcerated because of marijuana possession charges versus now that it's legal, the small amount of Black people that actually own or take ownership, take part into that industry that is flourishing. You know, I thought it was a good and interesting documentary when it comes to, like, you know, showing these differences. So pretty much, it's pretty much telling Black people in the U.S., if you're trying to invest in something, this is something that you can invest in, and this is the story that it comes from. So I think it's very, you know, very interesting thing. No, I love formative things. So.
Yeah, but the states is in a really weird position because they have few states that have it, like, decriminalized, and, like, states like more on the East Coast, like New York, it's still, like, a big criminal offense. Now, they're going to have to get on the same page somewhere. It's either weed's illegal or weed is legal. You know what I'm saying? Like, and what happens to all the Black people that have been locked up for weed? Are we gonna release them now? Because you guys can't make billions of dollars off something and then lock up all these Black people over dime bags of weed. Like, what's going on? And then y'all want to turn around and we can't even have some dispensaries? And the same thing is going on in Canada. The hoops and, you know, the government runs our weed. That's it. So you see, the thing is, like, okay, you guys are locking this up, but then you guys took the same thing they did with alcohol during the Prohibition. It's the same okie doke. It's always the same cycle. We gotta take back ownership of weed because God knows we love smoking it.
No, definitely. But you know, for the people that haven't seen the documentary, I'm pretty sure you can find it. We know the internet. We know you
can
find
it. Mr. World Premiere.
Mr. World Premiere probably has it for you.
I didn't see it yet, but I'm going to see it. Thank you, Kay.
Yeah, there's some updates on Tory Lanez and the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. So Tory Lanez actually pleaded not guilty in the Megan Thee Stallion shooting. So on Wednesday, he actually pleaded not guilty through his attorney because he wasn't present to the hearing. Mm. So he pleaded not guilty through his attorney to felony assault charges in the July shooting of Megan Thee Stallion. So pretty much his lawyer entered the plea in Los Angeles of assault with a semi-automatic firearm and carrying a loaded and registered firearm in a vehicle on behalf of Tory Lanez. So, you know, he actually was told to return for a hearing in January. And he still has the order to keep, you know, his distances, keep in contact with Megan Thee Stallion. Yeah,
we don't need to talk to her. We good, Kay. We don't need to talk to her. We all right.
The thing is, but that's the thing. So one of the things that his lawyer was actually arguing was the fact that it's very complicated to not and to respect these things based on the fact that she's given interviews talking about the actual situation and. You know what I mean? So that was one of the things that was brought up during that hearing. And it's important to remind people that if he is convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of roughly 23 years. So that's a lot of years. So we'll see what happens. There's going to be more news in January. So obviously we'll keep you guys updated because I know this is something that people were actually following heavily.
Yeah.
So, you know.
It's hip hop.
It is hip hop. Some other person charged with possession of firearm. Lil Wayne was recently charged with possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. So the charge was handed to him on Tuesday in Florida that dates back to an incident in December 2019. So he was actually found to be carrying a gun and bullets when the police searched a private plane that he had in Miami.
Yeah.
So he's actually barred by U.S. law from owning a gun due to having previous decade-old firearm convictions. So he allegedly admitted that the gold-plated gun that was found in his luggage was his and reportedly told the police that the weapon had been given to him as a Father's Day gift. So they also found a variety of different drugs as well as $25,000 in cash. So, you know, he's due in court next month solely on the gun charge and he could face a maximum of 10 years in prison. It's also interesting that this just came up as he recently made the headlines by meeting with, you know, U.S. President Donald Trump as he was praising him for his plan for Black Americans. So a lot of people were just like, did that just happen by mistake?
Come on, y'all know what's going on. We had Maduro on last week. Maduro told you guys the only thing that Trump could pretty much do at this point is hand out pardons. So I won't be surprised if Lil Wayne gets a pardon. Well, we're going to lock up Lil Wayne, one of Mount Rushmore rappers of our generation, Lorena. Like, we're not going to lock up Lil Wayne. Trump won't give him that pardon. It's too many people are quick to chastise Lil Wayne. And now I see Twitter everywhere. Everyone's like, oh, we get it now. Oh, listen, man. quietest cat boy, Lil Wayne. Tanucci.
And you know, Weezy, we've been talking about, you know, the fact that Christmas is approaching. It's everywhere on Netflix. It's Christmas movies. Everywhere.
Too
Christmas
early.
Music. Too early. However, you know what we're getting for Christmas this year? The queen of Christmas. I'm going to call her the queen of
Mariah?
Christmas. Because, yes.
What's she
the queen
now?
Of Christmas. Mariah Carey is getting a Christmas special that will air on Apple TV. So it's coming on December 4th to Apple TV. They announced it on Wednesday. She's set to appear in the program with Ariana Grande, Tiffany Haddish, Billy Eichner, Jennifer Hudson, Snoop Dogg, Jermaine Dupri, among others. It's actually executive produced by her.
It will
feature a mix of musical performances, dance numbers, and animated display. So, you know, Mary Carey has been posting on social media a lot of things related to Christmas. So we knew something was coming. She's the queen of Christmas. We need to say it. So I'm actually waiting to see what it's going to look like. So December 4th, guys, the Apple actually will also debut Old Santa. It's a new single and music video featuring Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande, and Jennifer Hudson on that special as well. So, you know, it will be interesting to see her collab with Snoop and things.
I just want to say this, man. Mariah Carey has the number one Christmas song in history.
Yeah.
Imagine being a person that you're directly associated with Christmas. Like, she's bigger than Santa Claus. Like, her legacy is in stone. Like, imagine being Mariah Carey, like, your Christmas. Every department store, every movie plays your song. That's crazy. What a legacy, man. We got to talk. Kudos to Mariah Carey, man. That's why all her diva antics, she had to produce the show. Because she requires so many different specific things. She had to do her own show. Listen, it's going to sell out. She's pretty to watch. I'm going to watch it too. Listen, and I don't like Christmas.
And it's Mariah Carey. And I mean, I like the lineup. We're talking Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson, Snoop Dogg. I mean, the lineup is pretty good.
Ariana just dropped the album, right?
Listen, exactly. Yeah. A lot of things. You know, 2020 still brought up some good stuff. Other things that, you know, related to Christmas, if you guys are looking for a gift, and if you guys are into perfume, if you like to smell good, you like your partner to smell good, Tierra and Russell Wilson actually just launched their His and Hers fragrance. So it's called RNC, like Russell Wilson and Tierra. And it's a fragrance duo. They officially launched on November 17th. So it's two separate fragrances. Like I said, one named R and the other named C that come intertwined in chrome bottles. And the packaging is supposed to be symbolic of the couple's connection.
You got a picture of it?
We'll post it on our social media. So Russell Wilson's scent is woody with notes of bergamot, lavender, black tea, and patchouli. Mm. And Sierra's one is red berries, pink peppercorn, jasmine, and vanilla. Oh, okay. So they developed the fragrances with the help of two perfumers during a series of date nights. So their date nights is creating perfumes to sell to the public, right? It's inspired by their love. So you can buy the duo at $90. It's available on their website, rncfragrance.com. And a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Why Not You Foundation. It's a nonprofit that focuses on fighting poverty and empowering young children. So you see, get a Christmas gift and you get to give back to children.
No. Weezy has a lot to say.
Hold on. First of all. I'm going to play the new Future and Lil Uzi right after your segment because you know I'm petty.
Of course.
And two, you're damn right Russell Wilson has to come up with a perfume because he's been stinking up the football field for the last 2 weeks. The boy can't throw a lick lately. That's why he has to get this fragrance, this perfume to musk up all the stink. Him and Sierra. I'm sick and tired of him and Sierra. You shouldn't even talk about them on the morning show anymore. But listen, man, I'm going to play some Future at the back of this show. I'm going to play some Future, man.
Wait, you're not trying to buy His and Hers perfume for Christmas?
That could be a Christmas gift.
Right?
Y'all know I don't like Christmas. I'm the Grinch that stole... I'm the Weezy that stole Christmas. I don't like Christmas like that. But this year, I'm going to do the ugly sweater thing this year. No, my life's a little bit different this year. So this year, I'm going to try, but I can see I'm already annoyed. Like, I'm
why are you already annoyed?
Because there was talks about the Christmas tree, and now my girlfriend's making ornaments now, and I'm just like, this Christmas stuff all over the house now. I'm just like, you know what? I'm going to go in my room. I'm cool.
You need to let go. shed all the old stuff and get into it.
The only thing I'm shedding is my bad skin. Shout out to Synergy Medi Spa. That's the only thing I'm shedding. Buy a four for life, Kay. What else you got, all right, guys.
Listen, that was pretty much all I got. The last thing I wanted to talk about, though, the last thing I need to address, because it needs to be addressed, guys, is the Jeezy calling out 50 Cent and Freddie Gibbs on his song. Because, you know, the internet was going crazy over it. So, you know, if you guys don't know about it, there was actually last week a Versus battle with Gucci Mane, Jeezy. And Jeezy actually dropped another song just a few days before. And in this song, he's actually coming for 50 Cent and he's coming for Freddie Gibbs. You know, 50, we know, I thought 50 was going to be petty and actually go ham on social media. And he didn't do it. So I was very disappointed. I was disappointed because I was expecting pettiness, because I feel like we've been used to expect pettiness.
Maybe it's coming. Maybe he's
it's
like...
It's growth, guys. He's maybe doing meditation and yoga. It's growth.
His only answer was anything to try and sell a record, I guess. That's it.
Damn. It's like that, huh? Like,
wow, that's not... I think... I guess we'll post the lyrics because I don't want to go into
What's the name of the song? You got the name of the song?
In Therapy for My Soul.
Well, if there isn't too much swearing, I'll play it on the show.
Yeah, I mean, there's some. So we'll post it on our social media so you guys can see exactly what we said. And I'll post 50's response to that. And you guys let us know if you were expecting this from 50 or if you wanted some kind of pettiness to come out. Because I was waiting for this little social media back and forth, but it didn't happen. So I was very disappointed.
But... 50 didn't give you the back and forth, but in his non-response was the highest level of disrespect. Because it could be viewed as seeing that he doesn't even think Jeezy's worth him even going back and